Is This It by The Strokes off of Is This It. And this is What a Program! With me, Bingo Crisco, and special guest.
And me, DJ Teddy Graham, right here in the building.
That's your official DJ name?
I guess, yeah.
All right, we're sticking to it.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it for now.
Later on, Lucy McGuire is going to be coming on. She's just coming a little late. But so the song we just heard, as I said, was Is This It. And that is not coincidentally also the name of today's episode. Is This It? We're going to be out today. Teddy and I, we worked together to make a playlist of music that is made exclusively by The Strokes and like Strokes side projects, so Albert Hammond Jr. and The Voids and stuff like that. And I was looking through it, kind of listening to it this morning, and I realized we kind of made it's less of a tribute to The Strokes and more of a tribute to where The Strokes are kind of headed. If you're here to hear Last Night, Someday, Reptilia, you're in the wrong place. We're really focused on kind of the future of The Strokes and what we hope is going to happen with them, what we're scared of happening with them.
Yeah. I thought it was a really good, I guess, career summary, because we got moments from each point and period during their career that I think we really touched on, like a lot of the broad strokes.
Ba-da-ding. All right, so and kind of incredible coincidence is that today the Julian Casablancas and The Voids, now known as just The Voids, announced their new album that's going to be coming out in 2018. So keep your peepers peeled for that. And to kick off the show, we have a live version of the new Voids song Wink, because they don't have a regular recorded version of it yet. They did it on some Brazilian talk show. This is Wink by The Voids.
William Casablancas in The Voids!
Thank you. gente tem, quanto a gente dá. Bye.
I hear it in your silence when you don't speak. What was funny then isn't funny anymore.
Problems, so be with anyone you want.
All right, and we're back. My name is Bingo Crisco, and this is What a Program with me, Bingo Crisco. And in the studio today, I've got...
Hello, hello. This is Teddy Obrecht.
What's your DJ name, though?
My DJ, DJ Teddy Grams.
And we Aww. Also have, who just showed up in the studio...
DJ Lizzie McGuire.
Bada bing. Here's a list of everything that we just heard. After we heard the... I don't know, some Brazilian talk show version of Wink by The Voids. We heard Hard to Explain off of Is This It? Oh, for those of you who are just tuning in, all of the music today is either by The Strokes or Strokes Side Projects. So, you know, keep that in mind.
So the best music is what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, cool.
then we heard Eyes of the World by The Strokes, again, off of First Impressions of Earth. Then we heard Evaporar off of Little Joy by Little Joy, which was your favorite song off the album, yeah?
Oh my God, by far. I love that song. Like, Sasha here just explained the song to me, really, and I think it just is so much more meaningful to hear it like that, because it's all in Spanish.
Not Spanish, but...
Portuguese?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. My RA last year was Brazilian, or she is Brazilian. She didn't die. She's still around. she is Brazilian. And she translated for me, and basically it's describing the water cycle in like really poetic terms. Like it describes the water like falling out of the sky and crashing inside of a mountain, being thrown down through a river, and then at the end it kind of evaporates, and it's this feeling that like of just getting to release and relax after you know a journey. God, I hate hearing my voice right now. All right, we're moving
you have
on.
A nice radio voice though, thank, I must say.
Oh, I know. then we heard Scared by Albert Hammond Jr. off of Yours to Keep, which only just got put on Spotify, so good on...
When did that come out?
Years ago.
06.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah. Then we heard Four Chords of the Apocalypse by Julian Casablancas off of Phrases for the Young.
I love that album.
Yeah, it's a really,
really
good album.
That was like classic middle school for me. Yeah. Discovering Julian before discovering The Strokes was like my, like, weird, yeah.
Whoa, that is unique.
Which is so weird. But like, I was in like 8th grade, so I didn't know anything.
Of course not. No, who knew anything in 8th grade?
I had a similar thing. I knew The Voids before I knew The Strokes. I just got introduced to them like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months after I found The Voids, and I just fell in love with Human Sadness.
Yeah.
And then I learned that was the same person, which was just the coolest. funniest coincidence, yeah.
Yeah.
Coincidence.
You want to give a shout out to your friend Eric?
Yeah. Shout out to Eric and Michelle. I hope you're having fun playing with the Legos.
Who's that?
A friend who's doing an engineering program thing with some kids.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Cute. But they're listening right now?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wait, the kids are listening?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know how.
Oh, stay in school.
Stay in school. Sorry what we said about 8th graders not knowing anything.
Oh yeah.
yeah. So, and then also really quick, LCD Sound System.
So I'm going to a concert tonight. If anyone out there is interested in seeing LCD Sound System, what? I have an extra ticket. You can hit me up on Facebook at Teddy Obrecht.
That's Teddy, and Obrecht is spelled O-B-T-R.
O-B-R-E-C-H-T.
Obrecht.
Obrecht. Obrecht.
Oh, God.
You kind of have to sit with me because it seats, but we don't have to talk.
He's a great time.
He smells good. I can confirm. I'm in
he
the
has
room
a
with him.
New haircut, too.
And so we're just going to play out the rest of the show up until the last song. So, you were just going to do a PSA real quick, or Teddy's going to do a PSA real quick.
DJ Teddy.
Reading that one. Teddy just told me that he was once cursed out on air.
Not cursed out.
Or not cursed out, but yelled at on air at 2 in the morning for reading this PSA. So
not this PSA, but a different one.
Show the people.
Okay, so numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0.
Bada bing! What do you think about that, FCC?
And that's
Wait,
been
was
a-
it the FCC that yelled it?
No. It was just some local person.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
Someone didn't like us talking about marijuana.
Oh, at two in- what do they expect you to talk about 2 in the morning?
A message.
Oh, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Very educational. All right. Next up, we have Broken Bones by CRX. That's Nicholas. Oh, my God.
Nick.
His name just escaped. Nick Valenci. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
His name escaped my head. Nick Valenci's new band. This is Broken Bones by CRX off of New Skin.
Thank you.
band. We're back for the last time. We're almost at the end of our show. Here's all the songs that we just heard. After Broken Bones by CRX off of New Skin, we heard Dare I Care by Julian Casablancas and the Voids off of Tyranny. Then just now, we heard Call It Fate, Call It Karma by The Strokes off of Come Down Machine. And next up, we're going to close with Human Sadness by Julian Casablancas off the, and the Voids off of Tyranny. My name is Bingo Crisco. This has been What a Program. And you guys have been...
This is DJ Teddy Grahams. I hope you guys have all enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
I know I had fun listening to it.
Yeah. I think we did a good job with like curating the playlist.
Yeah, and I'm really happy with how we're gonna finish this.
Yeah, we started with their like first like real like single.
Yeah, and ended with like the latest thing that Julian has put out.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Lucy?
Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire. Thoughts
of the Lizzie McGuire franchise.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I came in like halfway through, so I missed like a couple of my favorite songs. But what I did hear was amazing, of course. And you are wearing a great shirt, I must say.
I'm wearing a.
Please describe it.
I'm wearing my Julian Casablancas and the Voids shirt in honor of their album, not release but announcement.
Yeah.
Quick reminder, Teddy is got a LCD sound system ticket.
I've gotten an extra LCD sound system ticket tonight. and again, I want to stress this. You don't have to talk to me. I will be quiet.
Just,
like, I mean, if I don't know
think,
the person,
I think that you should offer to talk to them as an incentive.
Well, that too.
He's really cute.
He could do
that's
whatever,
what
you know?
I'll say.
He could be talkative. He could be, you know.
Yeah.
I just have this extra ticket. So
a great, exciting fan next to you.
I can be
you.
Whatever you want me to be.
You could just stare at him for the whole show.
Which
not even
I would
look at James
do.
Murphy for 1 second.
Yeah.
They're great seats also. So again, hit me up.
Yeah.
HMU.
All right.
HMU.
Now we've got Human Sadness by Julian Casablancas and the Voids. Thanks for listening. Much love to all y'all who tuned in.